Forget I said that.
You start walking, and I'll follow you.
No, I can't. You should have told number one about Phil, but somehow you couldn't. He can't keep following you. You have to tell him tomorrow to stop.
You've got to forget everything. I mean it.
It's too late. I'm involved now.
No, you're not.
Don't worry. I'm ready. Ever since I found out about my dad, you see, my aunt, she said my father was dead. But then I noticed she used to get these checks in the mail, right? And when I asked her from who they were from, she said, a client. And I said, which one? How many of your clients pay for their haircuts by mail? Or is that for a dye job? Highlights? Do they pay before or after they get their actual hair done? Do you charge GST?
Yeah, okay, I get the point. But this has nothing to do with what we're doing.
She couldn't answer me. She went all red, and that's when I knew she was giving me behavior.
Giving you behavior?
I read it in a book about being a private eye. What about my dad? I checked out my aunt's mail for the next couple of months, you know, casually. And sure enough, another check came in, and the address was right on it. Simple detective work, and my dad's address was right there.
Right, and you went to see him, and now everything's great?
Well, it will be, I mean, eventually.
After all that, you never even went to see him?
I will! You can't just rush into something like that. First of all, it's too risky. Him not seeing me like ever in his life? I mean, that's real behavior. I have to get to the bottom of that before I go visit him.
So, you've got your own case to worry about.
Who are you really working for? I think I have a right to know.
Why?
I get what you're doing. You want me to prove myself before you give me all the info. That's cool, I understand. My theory, just based on what I've seen on your guy, is that he's scared.
Duh. You haven't even seen him cry.
He cries? You mean like real tears down his cheeks and everything? Money's probably involved. Money he stole? Maybe he robbed a convenience store.
Yeah, and he's crying because he wants to give the money back?
He didn't mean to do it. It was like an accident.
Come on, you can't accidentally rob a store.
No, but you can do something and regret it right after. Like this one time, I was supposed to visit my mom. My aunt gave me the bus fare, but I ended up going to see the Two Towers, even though I had seen it already. And she was really sad, and I felt really bad, but only after the movie.
Yeah, okay. But that doesn't explain all those photos he stuffed in the mailboxes on Quickman.
Yeah, and speaking of them, you were right. They're really old and from, like, another country. I took a couple with me and I checked out the writing on the back of one and...
What? You did what?
Relax! I wore gloves! It's not like my fingerprints are all over them.
Give them back right now. This is my case. Mine. I can't believe this. You just can't.
Here you go. There's no need to panic. I'm, like, on your side. Anyway, it's German, the language on the back, so I was thinking your guy could be a secret agent.
I think he'd be a little more secret.
Not necessarily. They can freak out. I read that. Man, that's my aunt. I gotta go. Look, it's too dangerous to follow him alone. Why take the risk if you don't have to?
No, it's too... I'm sorry.
If I'm already in danger, and I am, he's seen me. Then I have to be able to defend myself. That's only fair.
Jamie? You can't tell anybody.
No problem. I don't have any friends.
You can't even tell your aunt.
She wouldn't ask me straight out anyways. Meet here tomorrow, right after school?
Meeting you here doesn't mean I'm saying yes.
You won't regret it. 10-4.